This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios
on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. 66.
Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. The Hall of Famer Rick Hummel is going to join us at 11:30. Well, our next guest has a real distinction. In fact, it's a great question at bars all around Missouri for the next 5 years. Who is the only basketball player to play for Konzo Martin and Frank Cusimano? The answer is Nate Shear, the former player of the year in Missouri at Borgia, won a state championship there, and was recruited and coached by Konzo Martin at Missouri State. Nate, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Frank.
So how would you compare the coaching styles of Konzo and myself?
You know, I was going to say they're almost exactly the same. You know, I was prepped from a young age for Coach Martin's tutelage down at Missouri State.
Very good. And Nate was so good, I got to tell you this, guys, that when we brought him up, I guess fifth grade was the first year, he was like drawing charges in the fifth grade. And he was like the smartest basketball player and also bigger and stronger than everybody else. What a player you were, young man. All right, we got a lot to talk about. I want to hear the story because my co-coach, Kevin McCarthy, said, ask Nate Shear about the time in Ohio. This is the your junior summer. You're about to be a senior. And what Konzo did in terms of recruiting you after a big loss in the LeBron James tournament. Do you remember this?
Oh, man, I'm having to go back now. I don't know that
okay.
I remember this.
Well, let me set it up for you. Okay, you guys lost in the semifinals. You got to the Final Four of the LeBron James tournament. You guys lost in the semifinals, so you were forced to play a consolation game at 10:30 at Kent State that night. And nobody wanted to play, and nobody showed up. So you guys obviously show up, and Konzo Martin is there when you walk into the gym, sitting mid-court to let Nate Shear know, it may be 10:30 on a Saturday night, but I want you to know how much I want you to be one of my players at Missouri State. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. That happened another time. It was actually the last game of my AAU career, I guess, in July up in Kansas City. Again, it's same type of situation. It was like a 10 o'clock at night game and meant nothing. It was about same type of deal, a consolation game, and Coach Martin was the only one, probably still the only coach left in the gym.
So give me an idea just how relentless he was. Those stories kind of illustrated, but why was he effective at recruiting you and recruiting other players?
You know, I think it's his genuineness is the number one thing. You know, he says what he means, he does what he says, and he sets a goal and he sticks to that. You know, he's not going to give up and he's going to keep going until he reaches that goal. And I think that comes through in his teams. You know, they all play that type of way. They're hard nosed and determined, and they want to get the job done for him and their teammates.
What's he like during a practice setting?
I would say intense, passionate. Those are good words to describe him. You know, attention to detail is number one thing there. Hard work. If you notice, you know, Coach Martin's teams are always battling. They're always in games, and it's because of that attention to detail and the toughness of his players.
So he goes to Missouri State, and they struggle that first year because it was kind of a mess. They go 11-20, and then he goes 24-12. And 26-9 his second year at Missouri State before he went to Tennessee. You guys really had it going then.
Yeah, we had a good team that year. You know, we had a lot of great seniors on that team, as well as a fantastic player in Kyle Weems, who led us in scoring that year. And then, as I said, Coach Martin really coached us up and you know, toughened everybody up for a tough Valley season. And we really turned into a memorable year.
And I get the impression, too, that players like him. He, you know, even though he's really tough, he's a Gene Cady apostle, you really genuinely like the guy. Tell me about that.
Yeah, like I said a little bit earlier, his genuineness makes you want to play for him. It makes you want to go out and bust your butt every play, whether it's defensive, offensive, diving. That's what he looks for, and that's what he expects. And you want to go out and give him just that.
So when this thing was starting to unravel at Missouri, when everybody kind of knew that Kim Anderson was not going to be back, did you have this in the back of your mind that Konzo would just be perfect for this?
Yeah, I thought he would be perfect for it whenever he went to Tennessee and Haith came in. That all happened about the same year back when. But, Coach, whenever Coach Martin's name got linked to that, I was excited and hoping it happened. You know, it makes it easy to be a Tigers fan.
Yeah. Give me an idea. Do you keep in touch with him? Have you texted him since he's gotten the job, or do you plan on getting in touch with him?
Yeah, actually, we don't talk a whole lot. You know, everybody's busy, but I did text him a couple days ago just saying excited to have you back, Coach. And he texted back, just asked how I was doing, how everything's going. So, again, that's his genuineness and his good character coming through there. Hmm. You know, I'm sure he's getting thousands of texts from everybody, and to take the time to text me back was really nice.
Do you know anything about what his staff could look like?
You know, we didn't get that far into detail, so he didn't ask my opinion either, but I'll probably let him do that.
Well, Nate, it's great to hear your voice. Congratulations on a great career. Are you based in St. Louis now?
Yeah, I'm working for a Parrot Corporation, general contractor out of there. They actually got me on a job in Kansas City, so I'm in Kansas City today, but I'm in St. Louis a decent amount of the time now, back home.
All right, young man, good to hear your voice. We'll talk down the road. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
All right, Nate Scheer joining us, a man who played for and was recruited by Konzo Martin. Let's talk about the Illinois basketball coaching situation with a guy who's done a terrific job covering that story, Mark Tupper. Mark, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Very good. So it's seemingly Illinois has hit a home run. Your impressions?
I think it's the thing is he probably snuck up on some people, because when we made lists and considered who would be candidates for this job, he probably got pushed to the back burner because he had just moved a year ago, signed a multi-year contract, and I think most people thought he was unavailable. And it turns out that because of the low ball nature in which they paid him, coming from Stephen F. Austin, that he was available and he was unhappy. And so Josh Whitman was able to swoop in and get him. I know he's a heck of a coach, and I'm anxious to see, because he's going to play a style of ball they haven't seen around here in a long time.
So how quickly did this transpire? What do you think timeline, right after they lost? What actually happened?
I think prior to that, Josh had learned about his unhappiness at Oklahoma State and had been in conversations through his agent. Josh said he and Brett Underwood did not meet face-to-face until Saturday morning, and a few hours later they were on a private jet with his entire family flying to Champaign, which is just, you know, it's hard to imagine operating that way, but that's the way it is in big-time college basketball. Those windows are open briefly, and you're either ready to jump or you're not.
And what's the money in years, precisely?
We're hearing he's going to address that at noon when they have the press conference, but we're hearing 6 years. $3 million a year. I'm sure there's some bonuses and so forth and incentives built in as well.
So he triples his salary, basically.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
How about the payoff for gross?
That was $1.7 million.
That's not too bad either.
No, you know, we're in the wrong business, aren't we?
Absolutely. Good point. Now, Jamal Walker, he's the $64 million question. Travis Ford told me today that SLU's not talking to him, but it's no secret that Mizzou is interested and some other schools. He's going to coach an NIT game tonight. What do you think?
Talked to him yesterday. I think he's still kind of having a hard time processing all that happened with John Gross's firing. He's really close with John, and that's a huge disappointment. And yet he realizes that the athletic director has enough faith in him to make him the interim coach. He's known Brad Underwood a long time. I would not say that they're friends, but Brad actually signed his brother when Jamal was like 11 years old at their home in Wichita, Kansas. So he knows who he is. I think that, maybe last night or maybe today or maybe tomorrow, that they will have an opportunity to sit down and Brad will make his pitch to Jamal. I think Josh has probably armed him with some money and some freedom to make Jamal feel welcome. He did say yesterday that he and his wife love it here, that they've only been married 5 years, so their 5 years have been here. They've had two children here. For coaches that bounce around all the time, he said this is as close to a home as we've had. He says, I think this place is special. So it won't be because he's at all unhappy here. Whether or not a Missouri offer for whatever reasons is more appealing to him or something like that, we'll see. But I kind of have a feeling that if all things are equal, that he'll probably stay and work for Brad.
Do you believe that Illinois made an offer for Konzo Martin?
I do not. I think that he was on Josh. In fact, Josh told me he did not. He was on. I'm sure he would have been on a list of people that we will inquire about and so forth. And, you know, Illinois was not in a position probably to do that as quickly as Konzo could get it done with Missouri, because Illinois had to wait 7 days. That's why their announcement's not until today. They posted the job last Monday. They'll announce him today. Your question about where did he get the information on Underwood is a good question, and it's unanswered. But somewhere along the line, he learned about Underwood's unhappiness, and he got excited about him as the coach. And I think that at some point, his pursuit really zeroed in on him in particular. And so that's the direction that they're going. And I'm excited to see how they'll play. And I'm really excited for the Bragging Rights game, because him on one side, Konzo on the other side, that's going to be a lot of fun. There were too many empty seats there last year.
Wow, you're right. That just changes the whole atmosphere. Those two guys coaching against each other. That's a great point. I talked with Mark Smith's father last night. He is the Gatorade Player of the Year, and he really hasn't really narrowed it down. I mean, he could go to Mizzou. He could go to Illinois. He could go to Indiana. He could go to Butler. He could go to K-State. And he's got a lot of options. So nobody knows what's going to happen there. But I do want to ask you about the four Illinois signees. Do you think it's etched in stone they will be wearing Illinois uniforms next season?
I don't think necessarily. I think that they need some resolution on the Jamal deal, particularly with Jeremiah Tillman. And if they could get that, then I would look for Brad Underwood and Jamal to really double team on Mark Smith. Now that they can tell him who he will play for, they can show him a style that he will play, and really go to work on him. I think as long as Jamal's here, I think Jeremiah's locked in. Trent Frazier, the guard from Florida, has already said he's in. I think that the Jamal, getting a resolution on the Jamal thing, is going to be important for all of those recruits.
So if Konzo were to steal Jamal, he could maybe get Tillman with him.
He could. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, once John Gross is fired, Jamal becomes kind of a free agent. And so that's why people are coming after him, and they value his recruiting ties, particularly in the St. Louis area. So, that's any of those things are possible.
Before I let you go, is Illinois going to make a move on their women's coach, or have they done it, or is she safe, or he safe?
I'm told that Josh already has his women's coach. In fact, had that woman's coach maybe before he fired Matt Ballant, and that person could be introduced as early as tomorrow.
So the coach at Illinois has been fired, and they're going to announce the new one as early as tomorrow, correct?
That's correct. The coach has been fired, and I'm told he has his person, and that that person could be revealed as early as tomorrow. And I don't know who that is, by the way.
Boy, this Josh, this guy is a mover and shaker, isn't he?
He don't fool around.
Mark, good stuff. Appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Bye now.
All right, Mark Tupper joining us from Champaign. This is Josh Whitman, the AD at Illinois. And let me just throw this scenario out. You know, you know where he was before.
Wash U, right?
Yeah. And you know who Wash U has as their women's basketball coach? A woman by the name of Nancy Faye, who's going to end up in the Basketball Hall of Fame with 5 national championships and 10 Final Fours. Huh. I wonder if he's kicked the tires there.
Or he's aimed big for all of his hires, getting Lovey, now getting Underwood. I wonder if
that's
would that not
point.
Necessarily fit his profile.
Yeah, but if you've been at Wash U and you've been around this woman and you know that, I don't care if she's at Wash U or, you know, I don't care if she's a Division III school, you know that this woman is as good as anybody in America. Would you at least kick the tires?
Oh, sure. I'm just not sure at what point would I kick the tires.
Yeah.
Now, you're going on to Columbia today. You're leaving after the show, I assume.
Yep.
Are you gonna ask for your $80,000 check?
I'm not sure.
Because how long ago did you first mention that Konzo should be the coach of the Missouri Tigers?
Oh, instead of paying
the search firm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Should I just go up to
Mr. Stark? Jim Stark and ask for your $80,000 check? Because you were.
Should I ask for cash or?
You've been calling that for months.
Yeah.
And just bring a flash drive with the audio recording, the date.
Right. Just say next time, you know, you'll take half. Because you called this.
Yeah, I'd be saving the university a lot of money.
Right. And I don't know if this is 100%. Illinois avoided paying
they
that
did.
Fee.
That's because that guy
Underwood.
Is a,
that's amazing.
He's a type A, tough guy. I'm going to get this done. Yeah. Yeah. Those search committee. That's, you know what? I always said that in television, I'd rather be a consultant than actually be on the air because those who can't do consult. Oh, I've insulted every consultant now with that. But
oh, that's fine. They'll get over it when they comp their lunch.
Yeah, exactly. But so like in you know, I'd rather be a search committee guy than an AD because you have no pressure.
And I wasn't high on the Quanzo Martin hire necessarily. I don't know how well. I know he's a great motivator, a great coach, a decent recruiter, but he had some talent there at Cal, just didn't get it done. That worries me, one Sweet 16 appearance. But this bragging rights game now has taken on a whole new level, like your guest was saying. These two coaches, let alone the player that they bring in, are going to put fans in the seats.
Yeah.
That's huge.
He did inherit a bad Cal program. Then he goes 18-15, and then he goes 23-11, goes to the NCAA, and then this year he wins 21 and is like the first four out. So also people have this thing that he's, you know, he's going to move because he's been not these places very long, but you can just see it. Okay. He becomes a head coach after a long stint as an assistant coach. He goes to Missouri State and he gets that program going. He wins 50 games his last 2 years. So an SEC school calls. So he's got to take that. Then he goes to Tennessee, and even though he's winning 24 games his last season, there's a petition to try to get him out of there to hire Bruce Pearl. So I'll show you Tennessee. I'm going to go go to a job that really wants me. And now he's at Cal, and then has a chance to come back home in the SEC. So I don't know. All right, before we go to break, quick word about Quantum Vision Centers. I want you to write down this phone number to schedule an evaluation, 314-797-7384. They are one of the reasons we are on the air here. They are one of our most loyal sponsors. 797-7384. You can visit IllinoisEye.com/Frank. And you think, well, I don't want to go to Illinois. Well, there's a location in St. Louis, and it's only 15 minutes across the river. What they do best, I think, is handle cataract situations. Quantum Vision Centers were the first to perform bladeless laser-assisted cataract surgery. And quantum surgeons perform over 15,000 cataract procedures a year. If you or a relative have a cataract, then you must be seen by someone who can offer the best technology and procedure available. To schedule your evaluation, call 314-797-7384. 314-797-7384. IllinoisEye.com/Frank, Quantum Vision Centers, Dr. Michael Jones, one of the great surgeons in the country. They put lives in focus. The commish in about 7 minutes.